Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Dumela fela, dumela fela. Uya shala o blessing mnesi othe ke a dumela le nna hore Jesu ke mo phulusi, Jesu wa phila. Isikhathi ke sithi 13 after 4 o'clock singene esigabeni sokugcina njengoba ngishilo usanda kuvulela umsakazo ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela usekhaya usemsebenzini usemgwaqeni uyashayela sicela nje ukuthi sishayele nawe nanoma ukuphi kuwo wonke nje ama province sithi nje alihambe ivangeli kwamanje ke sizokhuluma udaba olubucayi kakhulu and udaba ukuthi kwabanye lo very sensitive ikakhulukazi uma lizofaka ingane, you know, indaba yengane indaba kufake futhi nomzali esikhathini esiningi kuba udaba ukuthi you know as I'm saying ukuthi udaba kakhulukazi leli esizokhuluma ngalo namuhla udaba olusensitive kakhulu kodwa uDr. Cools uyena ozos unpackela indaba esizokhuluma ngayo namuhla Dr. Cools sawubona
sanibona
okay
which one am I on this one
ngikufake ku right
ungifake ku right
yes
okay sanibona siyabingelela abalalele emakhaya everyone who is tuning right now Radio Pulpit and I must also say that thank you Sis Bahle you know for granting us the opportunity for us to come and talk about some of these subjects that are really unspoken about and as you said today we are touching a very critical one on how to assist our children during a grieving process.
Yes.
And this one does not only touch death, Sis Bahle, because ngezinye isikhathi siyayisibheke just abalahlekelwe abayeni noma abalahlekelwa abazali kumbe abalahlekelwe omama. But isikhohle indaba yokuthi kunalaba abazali abahlukene. You know, a divorce phecelezi siyibeke kanjalo.
Yes.
Singayinaki ukuthi kodwa i divorce ibahlukumeza kanjani abantwana. Because wonke umuntu sesibahle ufika in the point yokuthi everybody gets to the point of grieving.
Yeah.
Noma ngabe ulahlekelwe umzali because of death or ulahlekelwe one of the parents because of a divorce. Abantwana bayahlukumezeka sesibahle.
Yeah.
And as abazali into eyenzakalayo ukuthi sizinaka thina. We only take care of ourselves and we forget about these children.
Yeah.
I am going to do it in two parts ke sesibahle because ngizokhuluma from a point of a widow. Bese ngikhuluma from a point of umntwana okuthi nga affectwa hi divorce yabazali. So ngizoyikhuluma in two parts. But what we just have to know sisibahle ukuthi sisa introducer ukuthi kumqoka ukuthi siyabazali when i divorce yenzeka singazinaki thina siyekele ingane.
Yeah.
In many a times what we do sisibahle sinaka ama feelings wethu siyeke ukuthi kodwa sinabantwana sibakhulisayo and labantwana esibakhulisayo there are things that they will be learning from us that tomorrow in the future they might then take care of from that one
I
behavior yabo might change because of the things that we are doing ngilandele ngapha ku widowhood noma ku widower again as we have rightly put it sisibahle eqaleni usayivula ukuthi in many a times mabafika bazosiduduza yazi ukuthi ingane azibuka nobukwa
yes futhi uthole zithunywa nokuthunywa
kuthiwa yini na futhi kumele nenze itiya la endlini
yebo
yini na futhi kumele nenze nina ke ngisho parking la khaya ingane azinakwa sisibahle and in that process malifika kwaloni bandla ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngizoloku ngikhuluma ngebandla because kimina kufika ibandla kakhulu so malifika kwaloni bandla sisibahle kuthi noma sekuthandazwa ababuza ukuthi ziphi ingane zala ekhaya bathandazela umama qha.
Yeah.
Bayekele ingane. Kanti do you know ukuthi kumqoka ukuthi kusathandazelwa mina for a strength. Kumele ukuthi kubiza abantwana. Bathandazelwe nabantwana. Kubuye futhi makusaduduzwa ke sisibahle again abalalela emakhaya. Is that inkulumo zibhekisa kumama noma kubaba olahlekelwe. Kungabingi khona omunye umuntu ozothi einganeni bantwana bami. Ngiyanikhalela. You get to a point even during the service itself. Bazokhuluma bathi siduduza umamthethwa. Bathi bangabakhalela abantwana. Oh Jesus. Bangabakhalela abantwana.
Yeah.
In that process abantwana they find themselves ba lonely.
Mm.
Ba lost.
Yeah.
And now what then happens is that abantwana then they see themselves as nobodies.
Ish.
And that becomes a wound that in many a times at a later stage masasibadala iyavela leyo yokuthi mina wena abazali bami ba divorce. My parents never wanted any opinion from me.
Yeah.
Because what they were thinking bona ukuthi bazinake bona ukuthi siyathandana or asithandani. So it is important, so that's how we are going to open up.
Yeah.
Sivulele ukuthi namhlanje sibe ne direct conversation with abalalele emakhaya. Ukuthi how do we then sisibahle support our children in this grieving process?
Yeah.
Whether it is a grieving based on divorce,
mm-hmm.
whether it is a grieving based on a death.
Yeah.
Let me then start by saying, from a divorce point of view, which I have never been divorced, by the way, but this one is coming from how my parents, when they divorced, how much that hurt me. I'm starting with that because it's going to be a sailing one, and then I come with this one where I am at right now. Sisibahle, when my parents divorced, I saw them not even considering us as children.
Yeah.
All that they were taking care of bona was that tina sobabili siyahlukana. I remember my parents, they were talking to one another and the other was saying, you can leave the two and you can go with the two. Kanjani? Now how is my mother going to choose which ones is she going with and which ones are going to stay?
And nale nkulumo lene njobo ulapho kule ukuthi uthola ukuthi bona bayakhuluma bobabili uthola ukuthi wena moyingane mhlambe kunezinto ufuna kuyiunderstanda bazokutshela ukuthi phuma endabeni zabantu abadala
nathi
nake mabasho njalo kusho ukuthi ayikho incazelo ozoyithola
nake zakho.
Yeah.
Manje uzibuza ukuthi konje ezami iziphi
ngoba useseyingane.
Ezami yilezi la ngikhona manje.
Uh-huh.
Because lezi ezami, this is my family.
Yes.
This is my home.
Yes.
And also ask me how I feel about it. Involve me in these discussions.
Mm.
Yes, of course, there are things that I will not understand. But sit me down and tell me and say to me right now, mommy and daddy.
Mm.
Because you will remain my mother.
Yeah.
You will remain my father. You may not be sweethearts, nina nobabili.
Yeah.
But okusalayo, mina ezingane, I still see you as my dad. I still see you as my mother.
Mm.
So it is important that mangabe leni senzeka, sibizeni siyingane. Ningabi senishaye nangathi emakhot. Uzwe umama sekathi wena ungayi kubaba, nobaba wena athi ungayi kumama. Anyway, what happened was my mother said, I will go with all my children.
Mm.
Now, did we have a choice? We didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Because now we needed to go with the person that we were very close to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it was my mother.
Mm.
But later on, we then realized that we needed this father figure.
Wow.
Because let me tell you, parents, you like it or not, the other figure will be needed at a particular stage.
Yes.
Uyathanda, awuthandi, ingane uzenzelanga yona, ngicela ukungayi inkosami kule bengifuna ukisho, ingane uzenzelanga. Ingane uzenzela, angisho kulesi sikhathi manje sekunale ingane lezo yabantu so yiko ngithi tixo. Ingane uzenzelanga yona.
Yeah.
Niyenze nibabili, naqede nashada, naba kule ndawo. Ngicela ukungakhulumi ngalaba abathola abantwana at of wedlock ne.
Yeah.
Ngizakhuluma ngalaba ngisho laba ba ku family unit ne.
Mm-hmm.
So now into ekhona emqoka, hlala neingane. Khulumane neingane.
Mm.
Ba ziexplainele neingane ukuthi this is what now mommy and daddy are going through.
Yeah.
Yes, fine. There is nothing much that you guys now as children are going to say about it, but make the children understand.
Mm.
Angeke kungene eintweni ezigxilile.
Yeah.
Kodwa make the children understand, because as I grew up, now I realized ukuthi Norman at school now I'm being mocked with this thing now that I lost, and now it is what my father is not here. So I'm being mocked on something that I had no control over. Hi man, children at school, young people, please stop mocking each other on things that none of you had control over.
Yeah.
Because that thing, it brings in the bullies that we see at school. Because umntwana now wants to defend herself for himself.
Mm.
And the only way that they can is by reiterating.
Mm.
And some then they will fight.
Yeah.
Some they will find, like they will get now substance abuse. Some they will do a lot of things. And then now we've got all these, I don't want to be sided, says Bath.
Mm.
You've got the sugar mamas and you've got the sugar daddies.
Mm.
We always say that it's only girls that are affected.
Mm.
Boys, they also get so affected when there's a divorce that is happening in the family.
Yeah,
I have seen that from my late brother. My parents divorced, he was 7. But at his latest stage of life, he began to miss the part of my dad.
Mm.
And at that time, he was already in his 30s.
Mm.
And each time he remembered, all he will say, if my dad was here.
Yeah.
If my dad was here.
Mm.
And unfortunately now, our dad had already passed.
Mm.
So there was no way that now he could go back and fix the things with daddy.
Yeah.
Because he needed daddy.
Mm.
So what are we saying here today is that parents, engage your children.
Yes.
Include your children.
Mm.
How you can support your child if you are going through a divorce right now is to sit with your children down. Mm. Speak to them.
Uzwe ukuthi bafila kanjani.
Bafila kanjani.
Yes, ngesimo esikhona.
In that way, yazi sisibahle, ubasiza ukuthi bakhona ukuyamkela lento inzima kanganani.
Yes.
Ngoba if you are not talking to them, kuzoba nzima ukuthi bayamkele. Remember the stages that we started with, those stages of grief.
Yes.
Even the children, they go through those stages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because when now this thing happens, now becomes a reality, it shocks them.
Mm.
And they deny it.
Yeah.
And they get angry. They start to bargain about it. And then at the end of the day, some they go into depression.
Mm.
Our children, says Bartley, they go into depression.
Yeah.
There are signs that you have to spot when your children are going through depression.
Mm.
But before we get to that, let me now get to this part. Unless we've got something or someone who is commenting, says Bartley, before I get to this one of widowhood.
Okay, before singena kuyona ngicela sithathe ikhef and then sizoqhubeka si unpack.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Sikhona sila asiyindawo kanti uzohlezi usizwa 24 hours a day 7 days a week and siqhubeke nje ukuthi sibe ngumngani ya uyazi ukuthi ke umngani ngaso sonke isikhathi ukufisela okuhle ukuthanda nje ukubona okuhle so nathi nje oba singumngani yilokho nje esithanda ukuthi impilo nje ibe yinhle ingakho sikuthulela le mfundiso ifana nalezi njoba ke today sibuka ukuthi singasiza kanjani izingane ukuthi nazo zilahlekelwa mhlambe ngabazali kungaba ngokuthi bayandlula emhlabeni kungaba ukuthi ke baya divorce ngoba empeleni i pain and ikakhulukazi uma uyazi emakhaya kunokuthi kube nabo abo daddy's girl,
yes,
you know, daddy's boy,
yes,
you know, so cabanga ukuthi lona okuthiwa u daddy's girl or daddy's boy or mama's boy. I don't know about mama's.
there is it's a spot that you know, yeah. You know what happens is that this it attracts on the other side,
yeah.
That's why you will find that there's daddy's girl and there's mama's boy
yes,
because
ukuthi nje lo mama's boy angithi uyazi ukuthi ke
oh yeah kunaleya
yes
kunaleya
yeah,
and that's where now you see is sibahle la abantwana bethu bafika babe nama challenges khona,
yeah.
And the reason why that is, it is because as a boy, you need your mother to be able to teach you how to treat a woman.
Mm, yeah.
And as a girl, you need your daddy to teach you how to understand a man.
Mm.
And also your daddy is going to also help you in also spotting these red flags.
Yeah.
And on the other side, again, your mother will also help you to spot these red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Because both the gender, we've got red flags.
Yeah.
That may lead again to this divorce.
Yes.
So now if we are training our children at an early age for us to speak openly, we are not there.
Yeah.
But to speak openly, you know, about marriage, about how to understand a man, how to understand a woman, and that you get it from home.
Mm.
Because that foundation comes from home.
Yes.
Now look at a situation then when now the other party is not there. Mm. Our children are hurting.
Yeah. And then ungathi sibavalela ngaphandle.
Our children are hurting.
Yeah.
Children from a complete unit, they are hurting. Ganganani with children that are coming from a broken unit.
Mm.
And there's this saying that says that children that come from broken homes are the troublesome ones.
Is it true?
It's not true.
Mm.
Look at me. I'm coming. I came from a broken home.
Yeah.
Am I a troublesome child?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm.
But it takes a village to teach a child.
Yeah.
It's just that now where we are now, Sis Batle, we have lost the morals.
Mm.
We have lost the values.
Yeah.
We are no longer taking care. We say, ogwako, ogwako.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when something unexpected happens at home,
it definitely
affects the child.
That's right.
Because
yes,
remember now we are living in this time where it's no longer a village that raises a child, It is now just a unit that raises a child. So that's where now the problem becomes. Now, when a parent dies, most of the time the children, they've got mixed feelings. And the mixed feeling, number one, is to say, now that daddy or mommy has passed, who am I going to be left with? Yeah. Who? Remember, they see you. And in their minds, now because we live in the time of social media, they also read about these things. They are now even thinking that maybe you yourself, you might go. So now you see, now their head becomes more. And now there's fear that kicks in because they don't know whether you are going to be with them longer. Because they see the pain that you are going through. But how do we then help them?
Yeah.
The first thing that you will have to do.
Yeah.
I spoke about those that are coming to support. Please include the children.
Mm.
Embrace the children. Hug those children. Especially when it's a dad that has passed. The man that comes here in this home. Bazoduduza namakhosikazi babo. Mina ngiyacela tu sisibahle. Ngicela ukuthi at least kunokuthi banekane nami. Ngicela abana ngingane.
Yeah.
Ngisho baba.
Mhm.
Babe ile father figure.
Yeah.
Just for that moment. I know you will not be a father figure always. But now yekela omama baduduze mina.
Mhm.
Wena thandaza uthi mawuqeda ubiza izingane zala ekhaya. Uba ashorishe njengobaba.
Mm. Mm.
That's one very key thing that you can do.
Yeah.
Because asho vele ngosondele kimi ngoba uzinula kimi sisibahle bazothi so sondele kakhulu la kimi nabo inkosikazi wenu azothi
Yes. Yeah.
Iyafana ke nomama.
Mm.
Uma ngabe kuumama like haya kushone ubaba. Hayi thina sithandazeni kuphela. Masiqeda lapho. Asiye inganeni.
Eish.
It's a very simple thing, sisibahle, that you can do.
Yeah.
Give those children a hug.
Mm.
There is nothing that is so healing than just giving a hug.
Amen.
The other thing now, you as the parent, what is it that you need to do? Talk to your children.
Yeah.
Talk to your children and talk to them about this that has happened.
Mm.
Because talking to them, help them to understand. And this will help them to cope.
Mm.
Remember, the acceptance stage is about like it's going to take longer for them to accept.
Yeah.
But it's going to help them to cope with the situation.
Yes.
I know that there's this saying again that says, you as the mother, you need to heal first before you can. Ngicela ukubuza ukuthi inkukhu yenza kanjani?
Yeah. Ifukamela ingane.
Fukamela ingane inkukhu.
Yeah.
Iqeda uzala amaqanda inkukhu. Alapha phansi. Ihamba iwahlalela amaqanda.
Yeah.
Kuthi mangabuyeza wena la iduze khabe kunenkukhu. Mawuthi uyeza wena la iduze.
Ngeke
usondele. Angeke usondele.
Yeah.
Ningasolike thina. Uma nesibona silwa ngengane zethu. Sifana nalesa sikhukhukazi. Ukuthi senzeni sifukamele ingane zabo. Oh mama, Tina, esesi ama widows. Singa attendi zonke lezinto ezikhona. I am a founder nam. But iba in a space where la ubona khona ukuthi lena ngeke ngikwazi ukuyattend nake ingane. The one thing that we also have to remember sisibahle in this, it is because now we are playing a double role. You play a role of being a mother.
Yeah.
If it's your wife that passed, you play a role of being a father. Mm. A father if it's your husband that passed.
Mm.
So now the time that you have, that special time that you have, spend with your children.
Yeah.
The second thing that you need to do.
Mm. The third one.
Yeah. If now you need to speak to your children, choose a safe space.
Mm.
You know, uyakhumbula ukuthi mawukhuluma nomyeni wakho bo uvela uthi yazi ngizosetha isikhathi aside uyokhuluma naye lapha yena ku bedroom.
Yeah.
The same thing with your children.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to them about very important things, choose a safe place.
Yeah.
Don't just talk anyhow. And sometimes, you know what, move away from a familiar place.
Mm.
Because a familiar place, what will do is, will be a trigger, number one to you, and number two to them. So you will find, ukuthi awukwazi nokukhuluma, ngoba you have chosen a familiar place. Now, the other thing is that, if you are depressed yourself, ngicela ungakhulumi nengane.
Yeah.
Ungakhulumi nengane.
Yeah.
Ngoba kungaphakathi kwakho, you are going to pour into these children.
Yeah.
If you are angry, you are going to pour into these children.
Mhm.
Ikhona into ekhona sivama ukuyenza ke sisibahle. Siyaye senze kanjena. Mangabe kungukuthi sisibahle useduze kwami kulesi sikhathi. Yazi ukuthi ngiyayithatha nezingane zami. Ngizihlanganise nosisibahle konke kube kuhle nosisibahle.
Yeah.
Ngikhohle ukuthi lizoba khona lelanga.
Mm.
What if?
Mm.
Mina nosisibahle sekuyenzeka.
Yeah.
Kusalani kuleza ingane.
Mm.
So choose your relationships with the people from outside carefully.
Yeah.
Such that ingane zakho zingabi affected when in if anything happens in that relationship. Now, what are you supposed to do? Now, this is the second part. It is important that we need to be the adults.
Yeah.
Whether you are a D, divorced, whether you are a W, a widow, be the adult in this.
Mm.
Don't bash the other person to your children.
Yeah.
As a divorcee, don't talk bad about the other parent to your children. Mm. You are killing the morale of these children.
Mm.
Now, this is what happens, says Bath. Do you know that even us as widows, there are others that you find that daddy passed, we had unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, then what happens is, I will then be saying, good riddance.
Mm.
What am I saying to this child? And then the other thing is, let us not harm our children unnecessarily.
Yeah.
I know, Kwatile. I know you are angry at daddy. I know you are angry at mommy.
Mm.
But let not when the children comes to you, daddy, when and now you talk ill about mommy. No. Embrace your children.
Yeah.
Because what you are doing there, you are enforcing anger and division from these children and the other part.
Mm.
And again, realize that what you could have done, it has nothing in your control, or rather it's not in your control.
Mm.
Because I could have prevented that Mlungu Hasbi doesn't go, that today I am able to raise my children with him.
Mm.
I could have prevented, now I'm talking to Eddie, that maybe this marriage did not end, but it was not up to you.
Yeah.
There are things that God, there are things that God creates for us. God hates divorce, but it doesn't mean that now when you are divorced, God doesn't love you.
Yeah.
So you need to continue to be that person that you are supposed to be amongst your children.
Mm.
Now, before I go to the types of parents, I don't know whether there is anything, or maybe you want us to go to a dolo, or there are comments that we can read.
Yeah, mhlampe kukhona abane mibuzo, mhlampe singavulela ingcingo, or singa bangathumela ama voice note, and then siboneke ukuthi singasizana kanjani. Zivuliwe ingcingo bazalwane 0123341322 onga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729. Unombuzo noma ke kukhona othanda ukuthi ke sisize ngakho sikanye no Dr. Coles ngalolu daba, and mhlambe moloku ukhuluma so omunye uthi hey uyazi bengingayiboni ngendlela oyibeka ngayo Dr. Coles ngoba ngesinye isikhathi angithi mose inhlungwini u clouda nje yes you know ilobu buhlungu ezinye izinto awuboni ukuthi mhlambe kunamaphutha ayenzakala izinto ezinjalo so now mawukhuluma kanje uyayibona lento ukuthi yes into ukuthi beyenzeka einganeni zami but bengingaqapheli and omunye uthi oh ingakho lengane le igcwele intukuthelo kangaka mhlambe isusa yila ekutheni azange anakwe ngesikhathi ubaba endlule emhlabeni noma umama endlula emhlabeni omhlambe bedivorsa and then azange baba include endabeni le yokuthi bona mina nomama kukanje so si decide ukwenza kanje nina niyingani nicabangani ngalokho and then if banemibuzo bazobuza ukuthi okay mina hlukana kuyenzakalani ngathi angithi lapho manje uthola ukuthi niya engage and then nibona ukuthi okay ingane izizofila kanjani if kuba nesenzakalo isifana nalesi okay asibanikeze ithuba ekhaya asivule incingo ngapha ke ngithathe nomhlabelelo now kaSiphiwe uthi uyangithanda uJesu
become active active in faith 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Bogis katsa komzalwani, 15 before 5 o'clock. So, uma unombuzo, ngicela ubuze kuseyimanje. Ukuze-ke uDr. Coles azoba nesikhathi esi-enough ukuthi akwazi ukuphendula noma singekho enough kodwa-ke kube ukuthi at least u-2% uyakwazi ukuthi-ke akusize ngawo ya 012-334-1322 ungawhatsappa naku 082-657-2729
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Unga kungabazi lokho nangosuku lodwa mhlambe kukhona izimo obhekana nazo bese ke uthi akangithandi mina uChrist akangithandi uNkulunkulu cha ungalenzi lolotho lelophutha uhleze sithanda ngempela uChrist uyasazi senze sikhulu asenza ukubonisa uthando lwakhe kithina so nanamuhla usakuthanda alikashintshi lolwathando Jesus loves you mina ngicela ukuthi ngiqinisekise lokho kuwena uyakuthanda uJesu 1647 ngena ku 012-334-1322 unombuzo une comment njoba ke sibuka today ukuthi ke sibasiza kanjani abantwana okukuthe mhlambe umama uyandlula emhlabeni ubaba uyandlula emhlabeni and tholakala ngathi asibanaki kunakwa wena ungumama ngoba ulahlekelwe ngumyeni kududuzwa wena ingane ayiduduzwa kunokuthi siduduzwe bazothunywa iyale yenza lokho ukhohle ukuthi nayo lengane phela izwe ipain le umzali ayizwile o baya divorce ngoba nayo leyo kusese ipain bohlala nomama bohlala nobaba all of a sudden akasekho omunye usele nomama onisele nobaba so sibasiza kanjani labantwana ukuthi badile nalobu buhlungu okay umama la uthi Thank you so much bahlenga le program uthi we are learning a lot giyona uthi uyabonga na ku Dr. Cools. Hey, uyazi ngiyithola kuma contacts le message kodwa angazi kahle hle ukuthi buya kubani. Kodwa ke yeah, akusenani. Okay, siyabonga kakhulu mama ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi ke sisizane. Angithi singu Radio Pulpit sithi ngumsisi.
Yes.
So sila ukuthi sisizane ngakho sibiza abantu abafana no Dr. Cools. Okay, uthi lana it is true bahle children are neglected. We care about how we feel. We put our happiness first and children after and they are breaking inside.
And you see, sis, but like the one thing that also comes now into my heart is that sibana lento ukuthi sifuna ukeep ta even the traditions. Yabona the traditions lo ukuthi Christmas siya kuphi?
Yeah.
Christmas siya kuphi?
Yeah.
Ngo December siyapi? Uma ni divorcile, sekunenkinga manje ukuthi benijwayele ukuya kubo ka baba. Yabona?
Yeah.
Benijwayele ukuya kubo ka baba. Kunala ama provinces lawa yithu lawa. Lawa waziwayo. Angeke ngwasho. Ayaziwa la ukuthi nje, uyabona kwaba uma holidays, abantwana bayale. Kuba nzima ke mangabe sokuthi sokule stage engikuso mina sewindo.
Yeah.
Ngoba mawungahlali nabantwana ke uhlale nabo ubacacisele ukuthi njengalokhu manje ubabe esengekho niyayikhumbula leya tradition besihlale sinayo la ekhaya yokuthi every December siyahamba siye kubo ka baba kune possibility ukuthi leyo ngeke isenzeka ngoba phela khumbula umama manje ngehasakwazi kuyongena emzini kungenzeka ke ukuthi kube nale inkinga lokuthi umama ke kuthiwe kwathiwana engengusho ngaku divorce on the other side as well ingane bezazo ukuthi sihamba no baba no mama siye le so it is important ukuthi uhlale nabantwana bakho nibachazele ukuthi lokhu bekwenzeka kuqala
sekunoshintsho yebo
even in that time ke idivorce senzeka bachazelene abantwana ukuthi ngeke sahamba sihlale siya kumalume because phela umama angeka saya kumalume umama angeka saya kwagogo that side uma ngabe beniya kubo kamama ubaba phela angeka seza ngapha so those are the conversations. They are difficult but these are conversations that we need to have with our children in this way because ukhumbule kuba nalezi zincane uzosithumela zodwa ukuthi ziyele kubo kubaba
cha
angeke uvume kwa wena
yes
so now sekumele nihlaleke nina manje ni change the traditions alike haya
yeah
mina ke ngeke ngikwazi ukuthatha ingane manje ngihambe nazo ngedwa ngiye kubo ka baba mabavumile ke bakabo baba zizohamba zodwa ingane nakho ke manje sekumele ngenzeni ngikhulume nazo ingane
yeah
so also kumele uyisize ingane ukuthi recognize ama feelings wayo ngoba kunala ama feelings sisibahle lawa abantwaneni esingawaboni omunye umntwana whether ku divorceiwa la khaya o kushoniwa la khaya you find ukuthi at a later stage aqala umntana abe a cry baby akhale
yeah
umntana ohlala theory notice kunento engahambile kahle omunye umntwana uya withdraw from others
yeah
angasafuna ukuhlala nezinye izingane lapho ke you must know ukuthi there's a depression that is kicking in
yeah
omunye ke you find ukuthi akhale ngama headaches ubona ufuna unake lapho ukuthi kunento engahambile kahle isithamo yabuye umntwana ukuthi mama ngine headache daddy ngine headache bengasinti bikhona lo mntana une anxiety. So we show the signs of anxiety.
Yes.
And a teenager says, "Sit, touch it, disprain. It's okay. Ngizokunikeza panado. Asimnakile lo mntana ukuthi kunezinto angena kuzo.
Yes.
Omunye umntwana ke sisibahle uba nalento ukuthi aqale abuze ama questions nawe bongekuwazi. Ingane zami ziyangibuza ukuthi mama uzoshada na.
Eish. Yo.
Ithi le ncane. Ngithi kuye ngiyacabanga ngiyadlala.
Auntie, no, 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 mommy. That one will have to answer to me.
Yeah.
So now you see now she's trying to assume.
Yes.
Now irresponsibility, number one. Number two, una jealous no date.
Mm.
That is the right time
yeah.
to sit her down or him down to say, born.
Yeah.
Oh, mama, this and that and that.
Mm.
The other one that we need to do is to check our children's schoolwork.
Yeah.
Uyehla umsebenzi wabantwana because abanye abantwana ucheke nama bullying tendencies. Abanye they get bullied, that's why they withdraw. Abanye bona they become the bullies themselves because they have a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Bese uyabuya wena uteacher bangakutshela ukuthi umntwana unje.
Yeah.
Uthola notho wami. You have forgotten ukuthi awonakanga impawu. Lastly one, Sisibahle.
Yeah.
Ukuthi sizongena ku the types of parents quickly. Ukuthi
ha isikhathi asivumi ene kunama message
lana kumele asingene kuma messages, asingene ama messages. Le ngishoyo le.
Yeah.
Asibene ne tendency ukuthi siya kusiyokhuluma nabo teacher esikolweni.
Yeah.
Yiba a friend yaka teacher esikolweni. Anginikelela ama messages.
Okay, it's in Kichimele ngala.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ibile e na le baretsi ba feta dikete di le 100. Khajana rinali di package tse botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Utila, thanks for the lessons. We really learned a lot. Omunya uti, great program, Sis Bahle and Dr. Kools. I happen to fellowship with Heart Broken in an institution. Uti children, like children coming from broken families, aba orphaned, destitute, abused, all of them are in pain. Uti please help. Thanks and God bless. Umam Thokozile. Dr. Kools, in a minute. Kune voice note. Sorry. Angingi kwahliwe nge voice note. Asilalele voice note masinya.
Thank you very much. This is a beautiful afternoon.
Amen.
You and your guest.
Amen.
Hey, I'm sorry to hijack your topic. In fact, I've just got it just now. Uzbahle. I don't know what I'm going to say about Uzbahle, like Mohlala. Let's say, for instance, when the parents get divorced, ne? And then obviously there will be this one who will take a custody of a child. But only to find out omong has sabatla bana ba chakele omongwe. Casing is all the right it's a bana kapa, not necessarily the right, but responsibility ya bana iba e. A kere jwale. Kia lebo ausba, lelebele tatsile monate hle mbatho beso. Thank you, Thokozani ka Alexandra.
Wow, thank you so much, Thokozani. Yo.
Quick one.
Yeah.
From the first one.
Yeah.
What comes to my heart right now, Sisbal, is that we need to now change some of the programs that we have.
Yeah.
Most of the time we focus on offering the orphans with clothes, with food.
Yeah.
We forget their mental state.
Yes.
As others are bringing them school uniforms and all, can we have others that will just come and just attend to their spiritual and their mental needs. In that way, we will be able to curb this point
yeah.
of broken children. Secondly, indaba kababuthokozana ubuza ukuthi what is the role of the kids? The role of the kids here, the kids have no role to play. But the parents have got a bigger role to play.
Yeah.
So as parents, as I said earlier on, be this parent that is not just an enabler, be this parent that is not just a distance, be this parent that is becoming a helper. Let's help our children to get to know the both sides of the parents. So if the one received custody, please ensure that the other one still has time to see the children.
Amen. Siyabuya next week, siyayivala.
Siyayivala. Siyabuya next week, sizoyiqedela. Amen. Shalom.
Bakuthola kuphi Dr. Cools Monge khona emoyeni?
Voice of an African widow, and that is TikTok. On Facebook is Voice of an African Widow by Dr. Cools. And if you want to get in touch with us, we've got a WhatsApp group, 0832266503. We talk about all these topics.